Hello, and welcome to the Public Sector View Radio, where we discuss trends impacting the adoption of video collaboration solutions across government, education, and healthcare. I'm Ryan Traden, the executive editor of the Public Sector View online publication, and joining me today is a frequent guest on the program, Robert Birch. Robert is the Microsoft Alliance Manager for Public Sector at Polycom, and he's here today to talk about some very interesting news involving both companies. The JITC certification of two collaboration technologies that can help empower a more connected military. Robert, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with everyone on this program.
Hey, it's always good having you on. So it was recently announced that two Polycom products, a video and a voice solution, if I'm understanding correctly, were given JITC certification and added to the Unified Communications Approved Product List. So for the sake of our listeners who might not ever have heard about those two things before, can you elaborate first on what JITC is and then talk a little bit about what the Unified Communications Approved Product List is?
Sure. The Unified Communications Approved Product List, it's basically a list of solutions that have been tested for both security and interoperability. And DoD customers are essentially required in most cases to buy products that are on that list. We had some events in the past, in the 80s. We had some issues with voice interoperability between users in one branch, say the Marines, and users in another branch, the Air Force or the Army. And so that was where JITC was established, that JITC testing process was established. It's since expanded to include other capabilities as technology has evolved, and so now we have a very comprehensive test with several different categories of solutions, including collaboration solutions, and that was the testing that we performed with Microsoft with our two products.
So what is JITC specifically testing for? Is it interoperability? Is it security? What are they looking for, and why is it important that solutions that the military buy be on this list?
The JITC is testing both of those items, security and interoperability. And it's important because the purpose of some of these communication technologies is obviously to collaborate. You don't want a point solution that doesn't allow you to either call someone and talk to them or connect with them via video or shared, you know, a document and be able to work on it jointly. So, you know, they establish that baseline of basic security parameters that you have to meet, that a vendor has to meet. And then they also do testing between one vendor solution and another vendor solution so that if you are in a situation where, you know, it's critical that you communicate your findings or your situation to someone else, you're guaranteed through the JITC test process that that's actually going to succeed.
Excellent. Now that makes sense. So there were two Polycom products that were recently announced that received their JITC certifications and were put on the UCAPL. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what those two products were and, you know, what would their use cases be within the military?
Sure. The first solution, actually, we already went through with Microsoft Link 2013 in their first test pass under a category which is called UCCP, which is a Unified Communications and Collaboration Platform. And we took our CX300 USB phone through. So that's a device that a user would connect to a laptop running the Microsoft software, and it would be able to serve as a telephone for those users. It's a fairly low-cost device with DSPs that allow for amazing audio quality. What we did in this test round was expand the capabilities that our DoD customers would be able to access in a JITC-certified UCAPL approved solution. So we added a video solution and a voice solution. The additional voice solutions are Polycom's VVX business media phones. Industry-leading, world-class audio IP phones, and we wanted to make sure that customers who are looking at implementing the Microsoft Link solution have access to all of the capabilities that that platform provides. Microsoft Link is a tool that provides multimodal communication, instant messaging, presence, voice, video, web conferencing, and the telephony aspect is something where customers can save tremendous amounts of money, and it really enhances the productivity of your users when they have an integrated solution. So you're not combining separate solutions to try and create a collaborative framework. Microsoft actually provides you all of the capabilities in a single platform, and our phones natively tie into that. In addition, we have a video endpoint that we are partnered with Crestron on, Polycom CX8000. This is something known as a Link Room system, and essentially it is a Microsoft-based video conference room that allows you to access all of the capabilities of Link very, very easily. And one of the interesting things about Microsoft Link that it does differently from, legacy video conferencing solutions is the way that you schedule your meeting. You basically go into Outlook. There's a button there. You press the button, and it creates a SIP invite that you can send out to all of the desktop users and our phones and even the room systems. And it basically puts the easy button on both the phones and the video conference system that you can hit one button and it automatically dials the conference bridge and puts your passcode in and takes you into that meeting. So there's a lot of simplicity that is provided to customers through this solution. And we wanted to make sure that our DoD customers have the ability to use all of this functionality to create that real simple unified solution that gives them all of these different capabilities.
So you've been talking a lot about Microsoft Link. I know in the press release that you guys issued about the JITC certification and the your answer to the previous question, you were saying that some of these products passed through or they completed testing with Microsoft Link. So does that mean that, that whole combined platform of Microsoft Link with these hardware solutions, these phones, these video teleconferencing solutions, those are JITC certified together, and now the military can just go and purchase those solutions and not have to worry about the security and the interoperability of those?
That's correct. What's interesting about the Microsoft solution, and particularly this last test, was that it consisted of multiple vendors. So typically, you would go into the JITC with your own products and kind of test that everything connected together securely and that you would be able to call out. In this case, Microsoft actually leveraged some additional vendors to provide further capabilities for connecting, SIP trunks, analog lines, STU devices. There was a whole range of technology that Microsoft included in this, because really what Microsoft is intending to do is provide a very low-cost, simple solution that integrates with the technology that customers have in place today, but also allows them to, over time, completely replace all of that functionality and leverage the cost savings of the platform that Microsoft delivers. So you're able to leverage the existing investments that you have in legacy equipment, but at the same time basically cap your expenditures in those older technologies and invest in newer solutions that provide, more productivity through, very easy to use, highly secure, interoperable solutions.
Excellent. So Now, you've been on the program before. In fact, you even were on the program with someone from Microsoft before, if I remember correctly. And we've discussed and explored this relationship between Microsoft and Polycom pretty extensively in some pretty great detail before. But, you know, for the sake of people who are joining us for the first time, you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the integration between Microsoft and Polycom. I know you're discussing, you know, making it easier and, you know, making it easier to implement these solutions. But, you know, what is it that this integration entails? You know, and what are the benefits for, you know, whether it be the military or anyone else who's going to purchase a Polycom solution and look to implement it easily and effectively? What does this, you know, integration, the native integration relationship mean for those people?
Yeah, great question. You know, something that we have extensive conversations with Microsoft about several key areas of what we do, which is voice and video solutions, along with what Microsoft does, which is, you know, a pretty broad portfolio of technologies where they're industry leaders, you know, as ranked by Gartner and others. And what that relationship consists of, and it started 11 years ago, and it's just gotten stronger. And the value that Microsoft in and the change that Microsoft is bringing into the unified communication space is something that is very transformative for our customers. To establish a video call, to be able while you're, you know, to so Microsoft's made it very easy to establish that video call. You don't need a, you know, a cast of IT professionals to do that. The ability to schedule your own conference calls and invite, you know, VTC systems and users on mobile phones and PCs. You know, Microsoft's greatly simplified that. So Polycom is really, really excited about the partnership because we can take advantage of all of that simplification and deliver really cost-effective productivity-enabling tools for our customers jointly. And it's, you know, the relationship with Microsoft, there are things that, that Microsoft does, very innovative, that are phenomenal. There are things that Polycom does on top of their platform that are equally innovative and allow customers to, you know, have all the benefits of our technology as well. For example, you know, we took the VVX business media phone, so the whole product family, through in this last test round. So all of the models that are part of that family are certified. Those phones have a very unique capability that they're able to establish what we call an acoustic fence. And so if you look at the way that people work today, you know, they work from a variety of locations. It's not go and sit in the office, you know, from 9 to 5 every day. The workforce is very mobile. There's a lot of telework that happens. There are people who actually do their job in the field and then come back to a desk to kind of write the report up. And, you know, what Polycom's acoustic fence does is it basically allows the people in no matter what environment they're in, if they're using one of our telephony handsets, to have a very clear, crisp call. And whatever background noise is going on is basically suppressed so that, you know, if you're at home and your dog's barking, the person on the other end doesn't have to hear that. You know, we're actually using some technology that we've built into our handsets to suppress that noise. If you're a military customer, for example, and you're in the your joint operations center, and you've got people, you know, you're elbow to elbow, you know, we basically create a bubble around that user where all that noise is suppressed. So it allows our customers to do their jobs in, you know, very effectively, no matter what environment they're in. So this partnership with Microsoft, it's very symbiotic. It's something where we have a long-term roadmap, you know, going out through next year of new solutions that we're going to be adding, you know, as part of this relationship with Microsoft. And they're going to be, you know, additional solutions that go through the JITC test process with Microsoft. We're very committed to making sure that, you know, not only do we bring this innovation into the enterprise space for our commercial customers, but it's very important for us to do this in the DoD environment as well, based on all of the challenges that that our customers face.
Well, as the executive editor of the site, I write a lot and read a lot of our articles about the different benefits that today's advanced unified communication solutions can bring to the military. You know, the more connected, more informed warfighter and senior decision maker, enabling telework and distance working and hoteling, cutting costs, eliminating travel, and all of these things are very positive. You know, one, from making the military more effective, but two, making it more cost effective and efficient, which as a taxpayer I always appreciate. So I think this is an exciting development, seeing some new advanced UC solutions get added to this list and be certified, making them available to our military. So it's very exciting, and I want to thank you for coming on the program and explaining some of this news to our listeners so they can understand just how exciting of a development this is.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure having you on. So for our listeners, I want to show you our appreciation as well. We're always happy to have you guys joining us. I hope you'll come back and join us again in the future, because we'll be back with more episodes of the Public Sector View Radio in the coming weeks.